We are glad that you are all here. There is a good day to be had today, to be spent together as brothers and sisters, as a family, to encourage one another, to lift one another up as we run this race of life, as we continue to fight the good fight of endurance, to keep the faith, to endure until the end that we may receive a crown of life and that we could ultimately come home to God. And to be in the presence of God. And to just sit there at God's feet and sing and praise Him. And stand up and sing and praise Him. But to just be in the presence of God. What an encouraging and comforting thought that we would be given an opportunity by God Himself through His Son to obtain such a thing, to be in His presence. So we're all glad that you're here, that you are concerned about that, that you want to be there, that you want to do that. And I think a lot of times we take that for granted, that we're all in this together, this journey of life, this running, this race. I run a lot of races around my house. I race to the bathroom before somebody else gets there. I race out to the backyard. I hear a door open. I race to see who went out it. We race and run all the time. But there's one thing that I do anytime I race the boys, and I don't care if they're 5'2", if they're 1 and learning how to walk. If we're going to race, you got to beat me. I'm not about to let you win because I ain't no loser. And I ain't never made to be no loser. And if I can beat you at something, I'm going to beat you at it. And it's that simple. We're going to play basketball in the yard. I know you're 4 foot and I know I'm 5'10", but guess what? You got to shoot it over me. If you don't shoot it over me, I'm sending it to the neighbor's house. I'm violent. I'm vicious. I'm a terrible parent. I know. But I'm not going to let them win. I'm not a loser. That's why I'm a Bama fan. I'm not a loser. I'm not. Well, it's better than that. Georgia State, they're not losers. I'm not going to talk about anybody else. But this idea that, you know, a lot of times we have this idea that we are a loser. That we're losers. You know, we're not any good. We're for nothing. Levi and Mason, his cousin, we were in the backyard playing baseball the other day. And we were playing around and we'll mix it up because there's not three of us. It's kind of hard to play a game with three of us. So you make your own rules up. Like you hit it on the house or you hit it in this spot, you get 2 points. If you hit it in that spot, you get 1 point. Hit it over that fence, you get 5 points and you get to go get it. So, you know, do you really want to hit it over that fence? That's a judgment call. It just depends on how far you are behind. We play that game. Well, I am not going to let them win. Now they're pitching to me and they don't really throw good pitches to hit. But if I get a chance to hammer one, I'm hammering it. I'm not going to hit them with it, but I mean, I'm going to hit the ball. Well, we were playing around, and Mason and Levi, that's the main competition because I mean, they're already you know, just they know they're going to lose to me. I mean, it's just that simple. They have already accepted that fact. So it's competition between the two of them. And so Mason. Legged out and beat Levi. He was all distraught over it. I mean, you would have thought he had just been told he was going to die. He would have probably been less upset over being told that he was going to die than he was over getting beat at the baseball game. And he was just down and down and down. I told him, I said, you are being a sore loser. He said, well, Daddy, I'm just a loser. I don't know why I can't win. Why can I not win? I said, you're 5 and he's 9. I said, there's a big age difference there, and you only got beat by 1 run. I said, cheer up and do better next time. Oh, but Daddy, I'm a loser. And I think a lot of times in life when we lose a battle with our eye on the ultimate war, when we lose the battle, we kind of have that sore loser mentality. It's like, well, I can't do nothing right. There's no chance for me to win. Satan's the victor. I can't figure out how to do this. He beats me time and time again. This is it. You know, I'm not any good at X, Y, Z. Well, this evening, I want us to leave here with, if you don't leave here with anything else, I want you to know this, that you are not a loser. It's just that simple. You are not a loser. You are not going to lose the war. There may be battles when it seems that the odds are turned against you. There may be times and moments in our ebbs and flows of life and our ups and our downs that we think there is not a chance. But you are not a loser. And what Satan wants you to do is he wants you to get used to losing and get comfortable with losing, and so you just feel right at home with a loss. And where it's just like, well, that's what we do. You know, at least our band's good. And that's kind of what we say. You know, we get comfortable losing. And I think oftentimes that we, as Christians in this life, we have got comfortable losing. And so, well, you know, all well. You are not a loser. 1 John chapter 5, beginning of verse 1. This is going to be the main meat of text this evening. This is where most of the verses are going to come from and most of the thought. It says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God? I think there is not very much doubt that when we walk throughout the world and we go to different places in this world and we watch different, you know, outlets of television in this world, that Satan is the ruler of this world. That this is a dark world. That Satan has this world in his grasp. And he's squeezing down and he's clenching down. And many times there is this contrast, this comparison of the world and light and darkness. And we are told here that those who have been born of God overcomes the world. So the question really is, if you're going to say that, you know, I am not a loser, if you're going to leave here with that mentality that I am not a loser, and you're going to walk out of this building this evening and feel like and know that you are a victor, the question you really have to answer yourself is, are you a child of God? Are you one who has been born of God? Because everyone, according to verse 4, everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that we have in overcoming the world, our faith. Your faith is what is the concrete, is the foundation of which we are going to build everything on. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This idea of being born of God is found also in John chapter 1, verse 12. But all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become what? Children of God. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. It's not because of your lineage. It's not because of who your mother and father are. It's not because of what region of the world in which you grew up in. The reason that you are a child of God is because God has selected us to be His children. He has chosen that all who would believe and have faith in His Son, that through His Son, they could be His children. God has said to the world that you individually have the right to become adopted sons and daughters of God and be given this life so that you could be a victor, so you could be victorious in this battle of life, because you are not a loser. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Now, there may have been a time in your life when you were a loser. I mean, that very well may have been the case, that you was a loser and you wasn't no good at nothing. But not no more. Sure, that might have been the old you. You could have been a loser. You used to be. Maybe that because you used to be is why you still feel like you are. But this is it. If anyone is in Christ, you are not the old person. You are now a new creation. You're something new. Something new that has been given. New life. A new foothold. The old has passed away. And the new has come. It is not the time to be a loser. Because you are a new creation. You have been given new life. You have been given the winner's bracket, the winner's seed, all the way to the championship game because you're a new creation. You have been given this avenue that is available throughout all the world to those who through faith would trust in Jesus Christ. To be called a child of God and to be in Christ. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4 says, little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Overcoming the world and being little children in God. Chapter 5 verse 5, who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Everyone who has been born of God has a victory that is their faith. You might try different things. You might try to find avenues of victory to overcome the world and different vices. You may try what all your friends at school are trying. Drugs, alcohol, sex, pornography. You might try what all your friends at work are trying. Adultery, alternate lifestyles, changing who you are biologically. You may try any and every means of which Satan gives as a release from this world and feeling like a loser. But the only way to be released from that bondage of feeling like a loser and to truly overcome the world is through Jesus. And to be a little child of God, to be walking in Him and to have faith that is steadfast and sure and dependable and concrete. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And our victory is in, overcoming the world is in our faith. See, faith is the key. And faith is where our victory is. We're going to sing this song, Faith is the Victory. It is in our faith that our victory is found. Our faith in Jesus. It is not the faith in things of man nor in things mesmerized by man who saw in a dream or who dreamed in a dream or who discovered in a cave or anything of the matter. Our faith in Jesus is our victory. And through our faith being the concrete of which our lives is founded on, the foundation of which the good man chose to build his house on the rock. That wise man who built his house on the rock of Jesus Christ. That is a sure and steadfast and constant and immovable foundation of which our faith resides. When we observe the world around us, there seems to be no hope within this realm. That everything is a dead end and a dead end street. And I'm on a dead-end path. That there is nowhere to go. And every light at the end of the tunnel seems to be an oncoming train. I'm here to tell you that if you are fed up and tired of that and that life, then there is hope. There is light at the end of the tunnel, and it is not an oncoming train. It is the light of the world. It is Jesus Christ. And it is in Him that our hope and our foundation and our victory lies. Only in trusting Jesus and becoming a child of God, only in those things do we have hope. And if you're here this evening, I ask you, I beg you to seriously consider your life and your state. And if you are tired of being a loser, then become a new creation that is a victor that overcomes the world. Winning, winning, winning. And winning in Jesus Christ. By living in faith, founded in God's love and His holiness, we are given the victory. This evening we sing the song of encouragement. Number 268. And we are reminded of the fact that Christ did give His life for us. What have we given for Him? If you are subject to the Lord's invitation in any way, we invite you to come as we stand and as we sing.